Here with our next Proudly Canadian feature, here with the co-owner of Monroe Honey and Meadery, John Bryans. Tell us about the meadery, John.
The meadery's, I make honey wines, so everything, I ferment the honey to get the alcohol, and we have quite a few different varieties, and currently we have one in the LCBO, so things are moving along nicely.
Tell us about the history, like where you're located, when did this all begin?
The company started in 1914 by a gentleman named Warren Monroe, and then my father took over the company in 1958 from them. So, it's over 100 years in existence in Alliston.
What are you doing as far as, staying loyal to Canada? Obviously, you're a Canadian business. What about your products and all that stuff and the products that you make? Obviously, Canadian, right?
All the honey's produced in Lambton, Middlesex, Elgin counties. We generally try to source containers for our product when it goes into the grocery stores. We try to source mostly Canadian if we can.
So is there a lot of ripple effect of what's going on with the U.S. With your business? Is there a ripple effect that you're finding? Or
right now I'm finding that, the Buy Canadians really kind of helping the company out, and people are, having a look at what they're purchasing.
Now, is your product identified in the store so that the consumers know it's not only yours, but Canadian?
Well, it will say product of Canada on the side. I do have the logo, Foodland Ontario logo on my containers. So,
a final question here. How important is it for the Ontario government to continue to make small business in Ontario a focus?
Very important. I mean, without small businesses, we employ a lot of people, right? So it's very important to keep small businesses going.
Contact information for anyone who wants to find out more about your business or reach out to you guys.
You can go to www.monroehoney.com, look us up, and take a short drive out to Alliston at 3115 River Street in Alliston.
John from Monroe Honey, one of our proudly Canadian features today on MyFM. Thanks for this. John, you and your staff, keep up the good work.
Thank you.